celebrating Armed Forces Day around the country. On Saturday, the 24th of June, members across the country celebrated Armed Forces Day. Armed Forces Day is an opportunity for people to come together and show their support for those who make up the Armed Forces community, including serving members of the military, reservists, veterans, cadets, and their families. Staff, volunteers and members, as well as our supporters, attended events in Wales, Northern Ireland, Scotland and England. The Welsh city of Newport played host to this year's celebration, which included a parade through the streets of the city centre and a military concert at the Welsh Rugby Union Stadium. Our community leader for the area, Fionn Davies, said our veterans had a fantastic time and loved being involved in the day, especially the military concert at the Rodney Parade Stadium, which is home to the Dragons rugby team. A special thank you to the team who kindly gave our veterans their chairman's box so they could shelter from the heat of the day. In Plymouth, we had an information stand within the Veterans Village area alongside other charities and organisations to offer advice, information and support to veterans and their families. Local community team leader Aaron Garrett said, "It was an extremely hot and busy day, but it was fantastic to be part of the event. The charity's supporters were also involved in the action. In North Wales, the West Conwy volunteer police cadets set themselves a challenge to walk 6 miles from Colwyn Bay Pier to Llandudno Pier. The group raised between 13 and 18 years old raised £404 for Blind Veterans UK. Participants from this year's Veterans Banger Rally, which is taking place in September, were also out and about at events collecting money for Blind Veterans UK. The Banger Rally challenges teams of 2 to 4 people, one of whom must be a veteran, to buy a car for less than £1,000 and work together to jazz it up. They will then use their mechanical skills and a bit of determination to hopefully travel 1,500 miles across Europe to Gibraltar. Did you spot us in London? Last month, we launched a new campaign across the capital for Armed Forces Day, a series of billboards displaying portraits of veterans on huge digital screens. The emotive photographs feature 9 of our members who lost their sight in conflicts, including the Falklands, Northern Ireland, Iraq and Afghanistan. One member, Simon Brown, lost his sight when he was shot through the face by a sniper while leading a mission to recover 6 stranded colleagues in Iraq. Simon says, "Remembrance is an important time of year when we commemorate those we've lost. Armed Forces Day gives us the opportunity to celebrate those who are still with us and put themselves in danger to protect us." These portraits highlight both the tragedy and triumph of our veterans in service and recovery. I'm proud to be a part of this campaign to show service personnel and veterans that we'll be here for them when they need us. The charity worked with award-winning photographer Richard Cannon to capture the images. Richard says it was an honour to photograph these heroes who gave so much for their country. "When deciding on how to approach the portraits of the blind veterans, I wanted to give them a sense of pride and presence in the final image. So I shot them slightly below the eye line to give them a more powerful look. I hope the viewer will feel a sense of respect and admiration for these brave individuals." The campaign directs members of the public to our website at blindveterans.org.uk so they can read the stories of all members featured.